USA Radio News.
Today, President Donald Trump addressed religious leaders at the White House as it was a National Day of Prayer. The president has some news about a new executive order.
We condemn all crimes against people of faith, and today we are launching another historic action to promote religious freedom. I will soon be signing an executive order to create a faith initiative at the White House.
North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un has released three U.S. citizens detained for years in horrific prison camps, surrendering to another one of President Donald Trump's demands in advance of a historic summit between the two leaders whose countries have long been adversaries. Americans are increasingly succumbing to what researchers call death of despair, which is suicide by either alcohol or drug-fueled death. That's according to a new study that was released earlier today. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, moms and dads. There's a new True Blue American Hero in theaters now.
In fact, I thought of a name for him.
His name is Stubby.
Sergeant Stubby, an American Hero, is a heartwarming animated adventure for the whole family based on the incredible true story of America's most decorated dog.
I confer the honorary rank of sergeant on Stubby, the regimental mascot.
You could all learn something from him.
Now playing in theaters nationwide. Go see it today.
I used to wonder why people took their own pillows into the hotels with them till I got a MyPillow, and I go everywhere with mine. Stays cool all night, keeps its shape, 60-day money-back guarantee, and a 10-year warranty made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA. You get two MyPillow premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-951-8175. Use promo code USA.
Michael Caputo is a former President Trump campaign aide. Now, he just sat down with Special Counsel Robert Mueller for an interview regarding the 2016 presidential election. He's been making the media rounds, and he said and talked about what the focus of a lot of his questioning all pertained to.
I learned they're still looking at Russian collusion. They're still looking for it. While I wouldn't be asked about charges of obstruction or asked about financial crimes, I was there during the time when they believed that Russian collusion was initiated. That would be the only thing that they would ask me about. That certainly is the only thing we talked about.
Camille Cosby, Bill Cosby's wife of 54 years, blasted his accusers, the prosecutors in the case, and the media as being lynch mobs and seeking mob justice today in her first official statement from the Cosby household since the ex-TV icon was found guilty of sexual assault. The 3-page statement was emailed to media earlier today by a Cosby spokesman. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Investors and many people on Wall Street will be keeping a close eye on the jobs report that comes out tomorrow. Former Fed Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan joined Fox Business to share his thoughts on the economy and inflation.
Until inflation rears its head politically, we're not apt to do what is required to sustain the process, which is now beginning, but is unlikely to show in the data for still quite a while. We're in a state, we have been in a state, of stagnation for quite a number of years, since 2008, in fact.
Greenspan then describes what he believes the state of our economy is right now.
What we're looking at now is the merging to what we used to call stagflation, which is the combination of slowed economic growth and accelerating inflation, which theoretically was not supposed to be able to happen before. But we're moving towards stagflation, and in the process of moving in that direction, it feels good, but it's a false dawn.
Finally, back on this date in 1978, a marketing executive transmitted an unsolicited sales pitch for a new line of 400 computers to prospective customers. The stunt did generate some business as well as complaints. And my, how the times have changed since that first spam email was sent back in 1978. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.